right, Jim, well, let me tell you about this leadership conference thing I went to this week. Basically, it's just a bunch of sessions about how to run the Scottish Rite and stuff like that. But one of the sections was interesting, called the Master Craftsman. And I went to that, and it's a course of continuing education lessons that the Scottish Rite is going to start. As a matter of fact, they've already started it, and this is the first one. They're, from the feedback from all the people they get, the question that they have a lot of times is, after someone goes through the Scottish Rite, what happens next? They just go home, and then they're never contacted again. Nothing ever happens. And one of the complaints that people always get is there's nothing to learn later, or there's no way to go back and study what you just went through without waiting 6 months and going through the rituals again and going through the reunion again. Well, they fixed that problem with this. It's called the Master Craftsman Course. This is the basic course. Next year, it will be a requirement that you take the course and you pass the course in order to become an officer in the Scottish Rite. Nope, it's in this little piece of paper here.
Oh.
It's $35, and for $35 you get the test. This is actually the test. It's never been opened. I was one of the first ones to get my hands on it. So far, there's only about 10 people that's got them, except for the people there saying buying them. It is a list of multiple choice questions. It is meant to be taken open book, using this book or any other book you can get your hands on, but all the answers are in here somewhere. Once you buy it for $35, you can take forever to complete the course. You got to make sure you fill out the name and address and all that stuff here. And here's the test.
That's the whole test.
That's the whole test, and apparently it's pretty tough. Now, why am I going to read you these questions? Here's the reason why. They want everybody to get these tests, to work as a group or as an individual, but they prefer you to work as a group. Like, here's why it perfectly fits us, to work as a group and then turn it in. If you turn it in, you pass, as long as they know where to send your certificate of completion and your pen back. But you do have to answer the questions. It's not like you can write your name on the front and send it in and say, okay, I did that part. Where's my certificate of completion? They will send it back to you with the corrected answers. And there's one essay question on the back. One of three people will read the essay question. The Grand Commander, Ronald Seal, Brent Morris, you know, the scholar who writes all the books and is on TV, or the guy who wrote this, Arturo de Hoya. One of those three people will read this and write you a personal handwritten response to your answer to this question. This is an entry-level course. What is the meaning of Kadosh? How many degrees were there when the first Grand Lodge was organized? When did Albert Pike join the Scottish Rite? Okay. What is the meaning of ineffable? Only one person can turn it in. So if you, their recommendation was everybody as a group get a copy, work through it as a group, and turn it in.
That's a good idea.
Tom, we talked about it the other day. Tom said he was going to order, you know, 35 or
can
something for our candidates, because what we're going to do is we're going to give one to every new candidate that comes in. We'll give that to them.
You can look at it. I mean, fine.
I said, Tom, you need to order 100 because I can get rid of 12 or 14 of them Wednesday night. So,
yeah.
And I figure everybody at $35 will all buy
everyone here wants one, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. And you can call right now and order it, and they'll get it out in just a day or two.
But Tom's going to order 100, I think, to start
so with. So if we know he's going to order them, just wait until we get out.
He'll have them in a couple of weeks.
Now, how do you get your hands on that book?
It comes with the course.
Wow.
That's the deal break.
That comes with the course.
The $65 book comes for $35 with the course.
Okay. And then you get a certificate and a lapel pin.
You get a certificate and a lapel pin and a handwritten letter.
What else do you want?
What a deal I have.
Don't pay me. I got a discount. I do them for $30.
Are we going to do it as a group here then? Or how do we want to set up another night to do it? Or just do it individually?
We could take a half hour of this group and then move on to something else. It's up to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can even break it up over two meetings.
It's not hard because one of the guys who bought it ran back to the hotel and did it and tried to turn it in. They said, nope, you got to follow protocol. You got to mail it in like everybody else.
Oh, my certificate. Oh,
yeah.
We can answer most of those questions.
Let's
right
go
now.
Over.
Well, apparently some of them are trick questions. Here, I'll read it. I'll read every one of them just so you can think about whether or not you know them or not. And there's only 21 questions. There's only 21 questions.
And it's multiple guests.
Yeah. What is the meaning of Kadosh?
Holy.
Holy.
Holy consecrated. That was a trick. They wanted to make sure you knew that. How many lodges were there when the grand, when the first Grand Lodge was, I mean degrees were there when the first Grand Lodge was formed? List the four Scottish Rite bodies. They did make this comment. They wanted you to be very specific. If you couldn't name it exactly, it wasn't wrong, but they would send it back corrected so you would know what the correct answer is.
So those are write-in ones.
Yeah, those are write-in ones.
Oh, okay.
Well, we can get that off of something.
Yeah, well, and everything's in here. The purpose of, now here's the trick about it is, this is the first step. They are about to finish the second step, which is called the advanced course, and it's all about the Kabbalah and Hermeticism.
Oh, really?
Wow. Good.
And then there's going to be ongoing courses after that.
That is really good. So who came?
This is going to have to be voluntary.
De Hoyas, Brent, a guy named Jason who works there. Basically, this guy.
If you want to hold off this in Scottish Rite.
No, anybody can do it. Right. But if you want to be an officer, you will have to do the basic course.
Standard proficient to third degree.
Yeah.
You have to do that if you want to be an officer.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Let's see.
That is cool. That is really cool.
Let's see. When was the territorial jurisdiction between the northern and southern Masonic jurisdictions established?
Civil 04.
War. Is it 04, 11, 13, 27, or 42?
That's it.
And they were all in the 1800s.
Wasn't it a civil war?
1847, wasn't it?
What are our dates again?
04, 13... 04, 11, 13, 27, and 42. What was the earliest high degree? Fellowcraft, Mason, Scotch Rite, Scotch Master, Excellent, or Grand? I'm just reading them out here. We're not going to sit and answer each one of them. Who created the Order of the Royal Secret? When and where was the first Grand Lodge organized? When and where was the first Scottish Rite Supreme Council opened? How many American states are in the Southern Jurisdiction of Supreme Council? How many degrees were in the Order of the Royal Secret? When was the earliest reference to the Master Mason's degree? It's got degree underlined. What was the first printed Scottish Rite document? What piece of regalia symbolizes the days and nights of toil and service in Masonry? What structure is mentioned as a Masonic building project in the Constitutions of 1738. How many degrees did the Scottish Rite confer by name at its founding? When did Albert Pike join the Scottish Rite? What was the meaning of inevitable? List the principal officers of each. Consistory, chapter, supreme council, and lodge.
Ineffable is unspeakable.
How many acting grand commanders have there been? It's got acting underlined. What does the Hebrew letter...
Yod.
I think it's written wrong. What does the Hebrew letter, they got Hebrew letter twice. What does the Hebrew letter Yod on the 14th degree ring symbolize? Okay, I'll read the answers to this one here because it's one of the trick questions. Duty, fidelity, the master's lost word, the lamp of the nine sisters, immortal life, or all of the above? And here's the essay question. What was the most interesting or surprising thing you learned studying for this quiz, and why? And that's the whole